On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
In the last few hours, the jury has started to consider verdicts at the trial of a Kent MP. South Thanet's Craig McKinley is accused of falsifying expenses during the 2015 general election, where he beat the former UKIP leader Nigel Farage. Two others are also on trial. They all deny the charges against them.
KMFM News.
The government was warned the so-called Irish backstop could endure indefinitely, according to the legal advice ministers have been forced to publish. The controversial insurance policy is supposed to guard against a hard border. According to the Attorney General's guidance to the Prime Minister, it could result in protracted negotiations to leave. But Theresa May's insisted it's a last resort for the UK and EU.
It is not the intention of either party that the backstop should A, be used in the first place, or should B, if it is used, should be anything other than temporary.
Details released this morning also say Britain could be trapped indefinitely in a customs union with the EU if Theresa May's Brexit deal is approved. Debates will continue this afternoon ahead of next week's vote. Meantime, Prime Minister's questions Faversham and Mid-Kent MP Helen Whateley has raised concerns over women missing their smear tests. Speaking in Parliament in the last hour, she had this to say to Theresa May.
None of us look forward to a smear test, but it can make the difference between life and death. Worryingly, nearly a third of women are missing out on cervical screening. Can I ask my right honourable friend what steps she and her government are taking to make sure more women get tested and don't suffer the terrible consequences of picking up cancer too late?
The Prime Minister responded by saying new measures will be rolled out to make screening programmes more accessible and easier to use.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Two homes in Rochester have been evacuated after bomb disposal experts were called this morning. Suspicious items have been found at a property on Dale Road after police received reports of a woman making threats towards another person. The family of a teenager who died in a crash in Kent is starting a campaign so more motorists know what to do if their car breaks down. 15-year-old Georgia Mann was killed when the vehicle she was in was hit by a van after running out of petrol on the A249 near Sittingbourne in October. Her sister Sammy Law says it's crucial drivers and passengers know that getting out of the vehicle is often the safest option.
When I'm driving and I see people broken down, I think, please just get out of your car. I just wish you would know, but I don't want to put myself in danger by stopping to tell them that. So that's why I need it to be on a big scale.
A Canterbury-based charity that supports rough sleepers in East Kent say new stats on the number of homeless children in the county are a concern. The data shows more than 2,000 under-17s are currently living in temporary accommodation, up from less than 700 in 2013. The government wants to eradicate rough sleeping by 2027. Graeme Solly from Catching Life says that could be difficult to achieve.
Good work is underway, but that's a big undertaking. And although some funding and some plans are in place, looking at figures like this, it shows the level of challenge this will be.
A panel's ruled a police sergeant acted legitimately when he hit the arm of a man being held in a cell at Canterbury Police Station. 52-year-old Paul Coughlin said he was acting in self-defence when a 26-year-old, who'd been arrested on suspicion of attacking his girlfriend, reached out through the hatch on his door. Disciplinary hearings concluded there was no misconduct. Delivery drivers have lost their case at the High Court to have collective bargaining over pay and conditions. The Independent Workers Union of Great Britain says it's a terrible decision. Morrison's have opened a temporary store in Folkestone almost a month after the original building was destroyed in a fire. The blaze is thought to have started in a deep fat fryer in the cafe of the shop on Cheriton Road. The interim store is about a third of the size but has almost the same stock, except the meat, fish and bread counters. Andy Parkinson is the manager.
The store was put up within 11 days and that was from a car park to the building, and the retail team, we've been in here for the last 48 hours replenishing it.
You can see footage from inside the shop at kentonline.co.uk.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Arsenal face a test of their 19-match unbeaten run when they go to Manchester United in the Premier League tonight. Elsewhere, Liverpool will be hoping to close the gap on leaders Manchester City to 2 points when they go up against Burnley. Third place Chelsea have a trip to Wolves, and Fulham face Leicester and Everton take on Newcastle. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.